You have just tuned in to The Good Stuff, and it's Mike and Kim Burge welcoming you to the program today. So happy that you are here, and as a matter of fact, we have some good stuff for you, so it's very important that you showed up. How's it going, Mike?
It's going well, but we need to remind people about Tri-State Livestock News.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Tri-State Livestock News, ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, they're where the ranchers go. It is what the ranchers read. Published every Saturday, it's TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News.
Do you remember the singer C.W. McCall?
Oh, sure.
I like some of his stuff. One of his songs is called Classified.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Always liked that song, and I'm going to try to get through it today. And you have to picture this in your mind, okay?
Okay.
So I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 1957 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide-a-bed and $35. Call 140-RING-2, ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob that got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yep. I says, where you at? He says, 14 East on County 12, turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off. Knock three times. Bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and parked in the yard where the German Shepherd came out and grabbed a hold of my leg. When I knocked three times and wiped my feet, the dog let go and the screen door opened, and Bob come out and says, what do you want? I says, come to see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. The dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up in the back of the barn in a field of cow pies. And sitting there, in a whole pool of grease, was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker that says Vote for Dick, and Brillo box full of rusty parts, and Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tires, got in the seat, sat on a petrified apple core, and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove box. He says, her shaft is bent and her rear end leaks. You can fix her up quick with an oil and a rag. Use a nail as a starter. I lost the key. Don't pay no mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she's cherry. I says, what'll it take? He says, what do you got? I says, $28.15. He says, you got a deal. Sign here. I'll go get a title and a can full of gas. I put the nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke. I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in, bit my leg, and I beat him off with a crowbar. He jumped on out, the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up, patched the tube, Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. Then, Bob came out and called him off and says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west on County 12, took two full quarts of 40-weight oil just to get her to the Conoco station, and I pulled up to the regular pump. Then old Harold Sykes and his kid came out. He says, I've seen better stuff at junkyards. Where'd you ever get that truck? I says, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide-a-bed and $35. Classified by C.W. McCall.
Oh, my goodness. Brings back memories. And for those of you who are not familiar with the song, check it out. It's great. You know how fun kids are. They say the greatest things. This is some reflections from a mom. One of her sons is 8 and the other is 5. And I thought these were just some funny things they've kind of started saying recently. Definitely worth sharing. So Toby recently hung a puppy calendar next to his bed. The other day I glanced over his shoulder and instead of seeing like things like the first day of school or Thanksgiving, he was writing down more essential milestones like the day I threw up. April 21st. Oh, on a drizzly afternoon at the park, Toby says, what a great day to play soccer. Anton says, yeah, this is a great rainy day because it's not too rainy, but it's also not too not rainy.
Not too not rainy.
Exactly. Okay. Anton's always asking questions about the world around him. How long until I'm older than Toby? And do you have to pay to get money from the bank? And to wrap up these little quotes, Anton says, I made three friends at school today. And I said, that's great. What are their names? He goes, I don't know their names. I can't know everybody's names.
Folks, if you want to share something on the good stuff, Veterans Day is just around the corner. Send that to KimHBurge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.